Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Kingdoms Queens podcast. We are officially into Super Bowl week, Super Bowl 59, and Jody and I just hit episode 103 today for the three-peat, which I just found significant considering it's our third season of the show, episode 103. I like the good vibes going into this, so I will take all the good vibes that we can get, but we are just here to dive into everything Super Bowl with you guys. There's a lot to talk about and a lot to get into. It's Tuesday and it's already been an insane week of bantering with Eagles fans. So I don't know. Let's just dive right into it. I am your host, Lexi.
Hey, y'all. What's up? I am Jody. So I decided to hop into an Eagles space on Twitter/X.
Right. How was that?
Tonight, whatever you want to call the platform, Twitter, X, whatever. Mm-hmm. I decided to hop on there right before we decided to go live. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to pour a beverage. And not only did I pour a beverage, we just going to start the show off hot.
Cheers.
No, we're not. We are going to follow protocol. We're going to follow protocol.
We do have to get into our sponsor. Wait, let me grab my product.
Shout out to Pink Lips Cosmetics. Black owned, based out of Kansas City, Missouri. One of our favorite cosmetics brands that we have here locally, but previously sold in Target, previously sold in Walmart, online right now. She's running all type of different promotions right now for, I was going to say the holiday season, but I guess the Super Bowl is.
Not anymore.
In Kansas City, it's happened 3 years in a row. It's a holiday at this point. You should take off work. But she is running a promo right now, but you do have our promo code of KQ15. Type that in, get 15% off right now. Lexi is currently wearing a lip. I can't get rid of this neutral lip that I keep getting from her that I just love. And I am really obsessed with it.
Because this is amazing. It's called, this is the Rich Ass Lip Tint. And I absolutely love it. It's amazing. And then I have another shade on underneath it, which I just realized I grabbed the wrong thing, so I'm not even going to bother. But, but okay. I love her product. It's fantastic. And it stays on. Look, it stays on all show long. I talk, I blabber, and it just stays on. So we love Pink Lips. Shout out to them for sponsoring us. Shout out to her. She is awesome. Go support them and use our promo code KQ15.
Absolutely. So before I get into my banter of what I saw on Twitter before. Let me just tell you three things that I heard. I'm just going to name off three things that I heard.
Okay.
The first thing I heard. I see us easily winning by 14 points. Easily.
From an Eagles fan. From an Eagles fan.
The Eagles fans.
Yes.
So if you guys aren't on Twitter, they have spaces, which are kind of like podcasts, like live podcasts. It's just like Clubhouse. First Eagles fan. I see us easily winning by 14. Next Eagles fan. I just don't understand why the AFC gets away from running the ball against the Chiefs. What? Why do you think they stop running the ball?
Could it be because we're the second best run stop defense in the league?
Maybe use.
Could it context. Be because we haven't allowed over 100 yards to any running back this entire season?
Maybe you should watch more games than the ones in the playoffs.
Just a thought.
There's 18 football games, 17 football games in a season. You're telling me that you've only watched one or two. That's what you're telling me. So let me tell you what else I heard. The AFC doesn't even have any real running backs or receivers. They ain't really playing nobody. Huh? Okay.
Just Jamar Chase, Derrick Henry, just to name a few.
Derrick Henry, James Cook, Joe Mixon, Joe Burrow. I mean, not a running back, not a receiver. I should have said Lamar Jackson because if anything, he could side like a anyway, it doesn't matter.
He likes to run.
Anyway, I was in there for like maybe a solid 8 minutes, and that was what I took away. So I left.
Yeah.
And I'm here now.
Well, they're a very confident bunch of people, bunch of fans.
They should be. You know what else? They just put
up a 55 burger over the Commanders.
You know what else they said? They also said the Chiefs are talking way too much and they're way too cocky. So are they supposed to sit there and shut up at opening night?
And also, what did they say? Nothing.
Literally nothing about y'all at all.
Like they actually are the team known to not give you any bulletin board material.
Yeah.
Like, they will not give you anything. No.
Andy Reid's not playing that, and he has not for the last several years. So love that.
Like Justin Reid tried it once when he first got here, and that was shut down like immediately. Yeah.
Thanks. And that was a mess. That was a mess. But anyway, so while we're getting into last night, opening night, we did have a live stream. It was very random, but we just kind of wanted to watch it with y'all. We actually have an outline today. We're not just off the rails like we were yesterday.
Yes.
we have an outline today. We're not off the rails. So very glad that y'all are tuning back in with us for a second day. Shout out to y'all. But so while we're talking about last night, opening night in New Orleans, the Chiefs are the away team, which means they came out second. They were the back half. Eagles came out first because they are the home team, which means they actually practice at the facility. We're practicing at Tulane. There's just so many things that come along with the Super Bowl and being the home team and the away team. You guys remember last year, we were the home team. The Niners were upset. They felt like they were mad. They had to play the field, blah, blah, blah.
The lack of ball knowledge that people have just astounds me every day, really. But last year, everyone's like, oh, my God, it's rigged for the Chiefs. The Niners have to play at the practice or have to practice at the whatever UNLV facilities and the Chiefs.
At a university.
And how is that
football team plays?
I mean, y'all, like, it switches off every year. The AFC is the home team 1 year. The NFC is the home team the next year. Like, what are we missing here? Like, this is just how it works. This isn't some conspiracy that the Chiefs got the Raiders facility and it was nicer. The Niners just chose to complain about the surfaces they were given at UNLV, which is stupid. But
I get that some of you guys may be new here to the NFL. In the Super Bowl,
there's too many casuals that just don't know.
In the NFL, in the Super Bowl, the AFC and the NFC team swap every single year, every year. The Chiefs have been the away team twice in the Patrick Mahomes era. They have been the home team twice in the Patrick Mahomes era. It rotates every year. You don't get to pick and choose what year makes sense for you to be mad at. So this year they are the away team. You know what? Maybe I should tweet about how annoyed I am that they have to practice at Tulane.
I also want to mention, wait. So a fun fact about Tulane is that is where the Kansas City Chiefs actually won Super Bowl four,
against the Packers.
Won against the Vikings, so five, right? Hold on. But they played, the Chiefs and the Vikings played that game at Tulane. Like, that's where the actual Super Bowl was held, was at Tulane University. Now, granted, that's 55 years ago, whatever. And the field was a lot different then, but it was kind of like a muddy slip and slide that they played on. But that is where we won our first Super Bowl. So I kind of also like the vibes from that, because it's just like good, it's like good juju, you know?
Juju.
And then Juju posted his picture from the practice facility. So I was like, this is all working out. It's all lining up nicely.
It really is. Sorry, I got super distracted.
But anyways, that's just a little fun fact about Tulane and the Chiefs practicing there this week. So, but that's the thing about the Chiefs is they're never going to complain about where they play, yes, where they practice
Super
or anything.
Super Bowl one.
Super Bowl one.
Was Chiefs versus Packers.
Oh, yeah, that was the first one. We lost that one to the Packers.
What was your question?
If it was four or five that we won against the Vikings. I can't remember if it was four or five.
Oh, I'm like, wait, what are you talking about? I'm like, what are you talking about?
Chiefs versus.
Oh, anyway, back to last night. Last night, opening night in New Orleans. Eagles came out first. Chiefs came out second. And it's so funny because in my mind, the Chiefs, they've done
okay. It was four. It was four. I was right. Okay.
In the last, you made me lose my train of thought.
Sorry.
The Chiefs have done this the last 3 years in a row. Chiefs fans really don't travel for this anymore. Because we'll just get there this weekend. Like, and now I'm not gonna say that opening night is not fun because it's very fun. It's very fun. But I will say, I thought there were going to be way more Eagles fans there because they're upset because they lost to us in the last Super Bowl against us. And it was not that many Eagles fans there. Like, I heard them a little bit, but like when the Chiefs finally came out, now, besides the fact that Chris Jones was very loud, you hear Chiefs fans like roaring through the stands. And the stands were not full. They were kind of empty. But it still seemed like the number outweighed. Now, just kind of listening to like different things today, you can hear that a lot more people are starting to make their way into the city. They said that the city was really already buzzing today and it was a Tuesday. And they're like, it's kind of wild for the city to already be like hot the way it is so far. So that's just exciting because it lets me know that fans are truly making their way there again. And it's going to be a really good Super Bowl. So
it's not a tough trip to make from Kansas City. And honestly, not even from Philadelphia. So I would expect a lot of both fans to go. But
I almost bought a flight on Monday. Almost bought a flight on Monday for Friday to Monday. Because tickets were $600 through American. And you know why. But I was like, I almost swiped my card, but I was like, wait, no, if I'm not going to the game, I'm not going to do it. So, yeah, that was definitely very tempting. Thank you. Yesterday was like, let me throw this hoodie on real quick.
Yeah.
Get on the stream.
That was just impromptu. This is our formal.
Right. I actually sprayed water on my face to wake up today because it's been a very long 3 days, 2 days. So, so what were your overall thoughts of the different intros? Like, we don't have to dive into it yet because we can get there, but the intros of the Eagles, the intros of the Chiefs, the captains that they had on stage, they had Darius Slay, Chris Jones, of course, Patrick Mahomes, Jalen Hurts. Travis Kelce and who am I missing for the Eagles? Who's the other captain?
Saquon.
Saquon likes red. Yes, Saquon Barkley. So what were just your quick thoughts about the intros, them being on the mic?
Nothing crazy. It felt like we just did this because we did. It felt like both teams are like, let's get the show on the road. Both teams look locked in. Both teams just look ready to go play the game right now, but they have to get this whole week over with. So you got a lot to do still. But I think it was good. I think what I've heard from behind the scenes is that it was a little bit chaotic more than the past 2 years. So that's interesting.
Yeah. Well, it is just because I don't know if they did Super Bowl content for game day the same day that they did opening night. And then a lot of the media was like in the garage versus being in the room that was close. So like, I agree. A few of the conversations I've had too, I'm like, huh, interesting.
Yeah, it just sounds like. And for a city that's hosted so many Super Bowls, you'd expect them to be a little more prepared. And it's not that the city's unprepared, but I'd expect the stadium to be more prepared. And I feel
I don't know if it's the stadium, though. It's the NFL.
Okay, so whatever it is.
The NFL should have had.
But still, you should be ready
for
this.
I've had a year to prepare for this.
Yeah.
And it's so funny because, like, I've listened to, like, a few different, like, live shows and podcasts, like, yesterday and today, and everybody is having connection issues. Like, everybody's like shows are like dropping or reconnecting, and I'm like, what the heck is happening? I was listening to Weird Games Only right before too, and Nate like went out for like 2 minutes, and they were like, okay, let's freestyle because Nate isn't here, and I'm like, that's crazy.
So I jumped on with Aaron earlier, and same thing. It was like, he's like, I think your internet's messed up. I was like, it's not me. I'm crystal clear on here. I was like, it's your internet over there.
Which makes sense because there's a ton of people trying to pop out content. So I would say, like, my thoughts, though, I was very interested in the walkouts and, like, how that whole thing.
It's always just fun, yeah.
How that whole thing kind of took place. Because, for one, you could definitely – this is going to piss a lot of people off. I don't care. could definitely tell that, like, Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, Chris Jones, like, they comfortable. They used to this.
Chris Jones looked very comfortable.
They handed the mic to the first person, and it was Chris Jones, and he started yelling on the mic. So, one, but that just kind of tells you, like, about the preparation that they've had to endure over the last 3 years and the last three seasons of getting ready for the Super Bowl. Andy Reid keeps them on a very tight schedule. He keeps them on a very tight schedule, and they kind of know, like, what they can and cannot do. And right. So I will say, like, the difference between, like, this year and last year is I feel like last year was earlier versus this year is later because of the time zone. But they are very, like, comfortable, and they're like, all right, we're here to play a football game.
Right.
But at the same time, we also here to entertain a little bit. I feel like the Eagles players, Jalen, Saquon, Darius, they were just
big place.
I want to say like quiet, because there's nothing wrong with being quiet, but like, hello, y'all realize this is the Super Bowl, right? You realize that opening night is more of like,
it's a hype night.
But like the media that's here is gonna be like, how do I explain it? It's not going to be like your press conferences that you do Monday through Friday. It's going to be a lot more like fun and light and airy and things of that nature. Like you have people from all around.
It's the media. Yeah. It's the media you don't talk to on a daily basis.
Nickelodeon's there. Like there's so many people that are there for just like, they're going to ask you the silly questions.
Right.
And it's like, they were so tight. And it's funny because Jameis Winston asked Jalen Hurts a question because he was trying to get him to like smile and show some personality. And he finally smiled, and they were like, oh, we didn't think we were ever going to get Jalen a smile. And it's like, there's nothing wrong with being like ready and prepared for the game, but also kind of sitting there and acting tight-lipped makes me think that you're very nervous about this game and you should not be.
That and like, well, I do think he's locked in, but I do think there's probably nervous. He knows what he's up against, and he's going against a team that, of course, but I think he knows he's up against a team that's chasing history, and he's going to have to play a near perfect game to get the win. But I do kind of think Jalen Hurts, in any press I've watched of his, he's always so serious. And like, I think that's just him, but I'm like, it wouldn't kill you to like have a bit of a good time.
I really enjoy Saquon. I really enjoy AJ Brown. I didn't see anything from Smitty at all, which was kind of frustrating, but
the only clip I saw from him was if he listened to Taylor Swift. And of course he said no. That's all I saw.
Yeah, no, I didn't see like anything from him. And he's actually my favorite Eagles player.
Yeah, you love him.
I love Devonta Smith. Like, he's my favorite. So I was like kind of disappointed in that, but I think that's for the people who have never done this before. That's kind of just how they are on opening.
I did think it was not I thought what was funny was we can get into the coverage too. I thought they asked what their favorite colors were, and Saquon said red and Patrick said green. I'm like, what are y'all saying?
What's wrong with y'all? And Chris Jones said red.
Yeah, he was like, I see red.
I'm like, oh my God, Patrick and Saquon, like, what is wrong with y'all?
But okay. They're like, okay, probably shouldn't have said that. Like,
right. Like, it's fine. We're here now. We're here now. It's fine. So, but no, I mean, I would say like those were my only like quick takeaways from them coming out. I didn't like that. I thought that was weird. Now, but I also do think that it's like one my biggest complaint, and I guess I shouldn't complain because we're in the Super Bowl. I didn't like how small the stage was. But I now like kind of like after watching all of it and like realizing you could tell they were being like strategic. Because half of the players were shooting the content for game day and half the players were out on the field and they were rotating them in and out. And they did that for both the Chiefs and the Eagles. So I was just like, I don't like that. Like, they did not all come out together on the field. Like
on the big, yeah.
It's like, how do you enjoy the moment? And you're like, all right, the first 28 are going to go and the second 20 are going to go. It's like,
you guys gotta stay out here. Yeah.
Everybody at one time. And I get it. They have to like rotate out doing the content and getting things ready. And I know like there were some Chiefs fans that were freaking out. They were like, no, this player is in a jersey right now. And I'm like, there's no way they're in a jersey. It's literally opening night. And then I'm like, oh yeah, they are, because they're shooting content. So I will say like that's probably like my only just big takeaway about that.
Yeah.
Was there anything else that happened maybe last night that was like maybe a key takeaway from you or something that you noticed? I was like, huh, now that's interesting.
Nothing super key or anything like that, but I will say a cool, really cool moment that like almost made me tear up was DeAndre Hopkins talking about his father and this mink coat he gave him to wear either if he goes to a Super Bowl or at his wedding. And he's like, I finally get to wear that.
He can wear it at our wedding too, though.
Yeah, I'll be there. But I just thought that was a really cool moment. And then just talking, getting to share his story finally about his mother and everything she's been through and everything they've been through together to get to this moment, as well as Charles Amenihu talking about his mother and everything she did to help him get through his injury this past year, and how when he's writhing in pain, how she's there for him. And, you know, just cool. I love those kind of moments from these nights. So I think that's the best stuff you can take away, are like the stories you don't always get to hear.
Absolutely. I agree. I love the DeAndre Hopkins story. His mother is also having the time of her life in New
Orleans. Oh my God. I love it.
He has like 20 events. She is hopping around. She got events all over. And I just love it because she's really just like a positive image for the women of Chiefs Kingdom. And you could see like what she's actually doing in the community. And she's really like setting a footprint for like the Chiefs in general. So like I respect her so much for it, and she's just like a ball of energy. Like, she's so much fun. She's just a good vibe.
She's so cute. And I'm just happy for them. I think another one, of course, that's asked every year now at this point is if Travis and Andy Reid are retiring. No.
Which I don't understand. The thing is how Andy Reid literally just signed a contract before the year started for 2029. So it's like, come on, y'all. He just signed a contract before the season started through 2029.
Yeah.
So I really like Travis's answer too of, you know, in the next 3 years, if it was up to me, I'd still be playing football. And I truly believe that. And I know a lot of people don't believe that, but I need y'all to realize, like, Travis Kelce does not have to be the number one on this team, and he can still play and still be productive, and we still be a great football team. We kind of seen it at the beginning of the season. Mm-hmm. So it's like, and then remember, there was a drought where Travis did not have a touchdown for like 7 weeks.
I know.
So, I mean, that should be enough for y'all to understand that he could be on this team. He could still be an asset, and he doesn't have to have the same heavy workload.
It's not going to be flashy stats, but he's still going to be a contributor. Like,
he's a Hall of Famer.
Defenses are still going to focus on him. So, you know.
They better.
Yeah.
I'm like, they better.
And if you don't, then you're going to get,
So, anyway. Let's go ahead and fast forward to kind of some of the big controversy that has come out of media night. That we have seen like today, which I really didn't see it until the end of the day because it's kind of been a little chaotic for me. But the one reporter that decided to ask Patrick Mahomes about who his favorite player was and why it was the ref and which ref was his favorite. So I think it's important to like say how now since we've been at the Super Bowl, Travis Kelce, Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes have all spoke about the refs.
Right.
And how y'all are dumb. Like, and I don't even know like a nice way to say that y'all are dumb anymore. And I'm really trying to figure it out.
It's, you know,
it's ridiculous.
It's a good way to show that like you're really not.
You don't know ball.
Honestly. Like that's such a simple thing to say, like a simple minded thing to say, but like really, like
you don't watch Chiefs football.
If you really, like, listen to how ridiculous you sound. If you really think Roger Goodell is sitting down 100-plus referees at the beginning of the season, he says, I'm going to need you guys to rig this for the Chiefs. If they're in a close game, I need you to call something that gives the Chiefs the win. I need you guys to rig this for the Chiefs. And also, don't let all other 31 owners know because this has to be a secret between us and the league, right? Like, can you imagine Roger Goodell saying that to every freaking referee? I mean, I my sister is married and her father-in-law knows the referee Sean Hockley really well. He grew up with him and he's like, I couldn't even tell you if that guy even likes football. He's like, those referees, like they don't say anything. They are so good at their jobs. They take it so seriously. Like, and this is a referee that's been in the league for years and years. Like,
and most of them are part-time. This isn't their real job.
This isn't their full,
like,
yeah,
do y'all realize that most referees are like lawyers and they do other things.
Like nurses and yeah.
Like this is their fun job, which is crazy because they make a lot of money.
And you think every single referee just loves the Chiefs? Like, no. Like they probably have favorite teams of their own. Like
honestly, thank you.
Yeah.
And y'all are mad at Chiefs fans now because we're feeding into the BS. So glad my check cleared this week.
Yeah. I mean, what else are we going to do?
Like, cheering us on.
Done for me is made me really appreciate what I know the Patriots had their own scandals and they were actually proven to be true. Like the one where they were spying, Spygate, Deflategate. Those are things that actually happened and Tom Brady ended up suspended because of it. So like, but and now you guys want to say... Now you guys are like backtracking into oblivion, like have totally forgotten about everything we went through with the Patriots. And it's like, oh, well, now it's not that we can't beat Patrick Mahomes. It's that we're not allowed to.
So there was a statement.
And they say this with a straight face. Like they've convinced themselves that they're not even
allowed. You know, people really should go to therapy. There was a statement today from the executive director of the NFL Referees Association, Scott Green. And he said it's insulting and preposterous to hear the conspiracy theories that somehow 17 officiating crews consisting of 138 officials are colluding to assist one team. Y'all sound dumb. Now, he didn't say the last part, but it feels like it should be added on.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and add it on.
We'll add that in for you.
Because y'all are dumb as hell.
Dumb. So
you're here. And I will say, like, that is the one thing I appreciate about media night is the players are like, quit disrespecting us. Now, the one idiot who decided, let me look his name up. I have it right here because you're
like, hey, something.
I have it. It's right here. Your name is Yeah. Hey Rich Hay on Twitter.
Hey Rich Hay.
Imagine pissing Patrick Mahomes off the week of the Super Bowl. Hello?
And Travis Kelce, he said it to him too.
Have you? I didn't see
that.
Did
you see that? Oh, he said, so he asked Travis and Travis said,
he said,
what did you love more? Do you love Taylor Swift more or do you love phantom 15 yard roughing the passer penalties in a playoff game? Travis goes, huh, good question. Anyone else?
So
that's a choice to go piss them off.
I saw Travis answer the question of if there was one thing that you could ask the media, what would you ask them? And it's, why are y'all leaning into this whole riff thing? And I'm like, clap back. So it's like, to piss off a well-rested Chiefs team with an Andy Reid and a Spags, who, again, let me say, are well-rested, and Andy Reid is now, and Spags, have had another 2 weeks to prepare for this game. It's like, y'all are the most unserious individuals I've ever seen in my life, and that's how I know y'all don't watch Chiefs football. Because why would you piss off
the two-time reigning champions? No,
we're going to a Super Bowl with no injuries, and you piss them off.
I want to comment on this real quick. Eagles stopped the Patriots from two-peating a second time. You got them on their second try. They beat you again the year after, but it wasn't a three-peat attempt.
Correct.
Just want to clarify that.
But thanks, Mahomes.
Thanks for trying. I'm going to debunk that real quick. Something I had posted earlier was like, the Dallas Cowboys are far and away the most profitable team in the NFL. Why didn't the league when Tony Romo was dating Jessica Simpson in 2008, why didn't the league try to rig it for them back then? When Jessica Simpson was the hot thing, Tony Romo was the hot thing, the Dallas Cowboys are always the hot thing. Why didn't they try to rig it for them? Like, your most profitable franchise, you know?
Listen, Jerry Jones would be the one to pay the ref, okay? Let me tell you something, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He's the one who makes sure that the media outlets have a segment on the Cowboys every day. He pays for that, y'all. Come on. Use your thinking caps, people. Why do you think they are a multi-billion dollar franchise? Why do you think there's so much controversy? Anyway, it doesn't matter. I don't care anymore. Media night was a success. We got a lot of great stories from there. There was a lot of clickbait. They did a lot of things to piss Chiefs fans off. It's actually really funny because you don't see Eagles fans getting the drama and the controversy that Chiefs players got. The Eagles fans, yeah. It was all easy and sunshine and rainbows and butterflies for them. But Chiefs fans, nah, let's talk to the players about the refs. Let's talk to the players about whatever is stupid. That's what y'all decided to do. So thank you so much.
Yeah, Eagles got to have a really fun little. Now, like, can you imagine? I was rewatching the NFC Championship game today, and that moment where Frankie Louvu kept trying to jump over, and then they said, at some point, if you don't stop that, we're going to reward them with a touchdown. Could you imagine?
Could you imagine? I still can't get past Josh Allen and the ref coming over to the sideline and rubbing on his back.
That too.
I can't get past that week yet. But no. So, yeah. Yeah. That's all I think I take away. So, let's go ahead and get into this next promo, which would be from Autograph. You want to line that one up?
Give me 1 second.
Yes, I do.
I really do. Tom Brady's app.
You know, so what if the Chiefs win the Super Bowl? Is Tom Brady going to hand him the
trophy? I am so excited. Like, he never even had the chance to three-peat. He had a chance, but he never made it to the Super Bowl.
Sucks the sense.
Anyway, we are so excited to be partnering with the Autograph app, a fandom company co-founded by NFL legend Tom Brady. Their new app, Autograph, gives diehard fans like you a one-stop shop for all the best fan content for your favorite team, which is obviously the Chiefs. Or Eagles fans, you're in here. You guys can download the Autograph app as well.
Might as well.
It rewards you for doing what you're already doing as a fan. For example, you can listen to our podcast, The Kingdom's Queens, anywhere, but when you listen on the Autograph app, you can earn coins that can be redeemed for amazing rewards, including free, discounted, no-fee tickets, A-plus memorabilia, and merch, and one-of-a-kind experiences. You can also do this as an Eagles fan. You can listen to your Eagles podcasts on their app.
Whatever y'all got.
Cool. Just use our code, Kingdoms Queens. That is
use
code.
Use our code to listen to your Eagle stuff. Kingdoms yes. with an S, Queens with an
A. Listen, you're here, you're listening with us, you might as well. So anyway, download the Autograph app in the App Store or Google Play Store today for free. And again, use our referral code, Kingdoms Queens, the Autograph app, where your fandom lives.
Let's get into it. Chiefs versus Eagles in a Super Bowl. Now, I just want to say that this game opening up opened with the Eagles as the favorite. Don't know if y'all remember that. Now the Chiefs are the favorite. I'm sorry, I'm lying. The Eagles are the favorite.
Wait, they are? Did that just switch? I can't see your screen.
The Eagles are the favorite. 56.1%. All that tells me are people are putting money on the Eagles.
That just means your stats don't amount to what Patrick Mahomes can do.
I love being the underdog. And people talk about Chiefs fans, Chiefs players, Chiefs whatever. They talk about us all the time. They're like, you're never the underdog. You won a Super Bowl. Well, ESPN match predictor says differently. So it's like, don't sit here and try to gaslight me. When I can clearly see that it says the Eagles are 56% favorite to the Chiefs at 43%. So, love being the underdogs. Thank you. Use promo code Kingdom Queens.
on the underdog.
Use promo code Kingdom Queens. But no, let's go ahead and kind of get into some of the matchups. So, we all know that the last game the Eagles played was against the Commanders, the last game that the Chiefs played was against the Bills. They were two totally different games. The Commanders didn't even think that they were going to make it to the playoffs this season. So to see them even get to the NFC Championship game was incredible. I'm very excited for that team and just kind of what their future upholds. Myles Garrett to the Commanders is my agenda. But for them to make it as far as they did with a new head coach, a new quarterback, some holes kind of in their defense, and to make it that far, that speaks volumes to who they are as an organization now, because they cleaned it out, and what their plan is to say. What does my t-shirt hoodie say? It's the Super Bowl.
L-I-V.
I'm like, which Super Bowl is this? It's L-I-V.
Look at my shirt, my Mahomes.
It's that hoodie. Hey, it's a thermal. It's very comfortable. I've been cold all day, so that's the one that I wore. For the Niners, God bless. For the Commanders to get there, it was a really great thing to see. Now, everyone knows, thanks, TJ, everyone knew that the Eagles were going to win that game.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it. I mean, the Commanders, new head coach, new OC, new quarterback, rookie quarterback on top of that, who's had an incredible season. But you're going against an Eagles team that most of the players on that team had been together since the year prior. Jalen Hurts seemed to be healthy coming back from his concussion.
Right.
Saquon Barkley is Saquon Barkley. He's a great player. So we expected the Eagles to win.
And the Commanders have a terrible run stop defense. So correct. That showed up.
Their
well.
Defense in general is just, that's their biggest opportunity. While I'm
pitched so many tackles, it was unbelievable to watch. I was
that's why I'm pushing the Myles Garrett to the Commanders agenda.
Yeah.
Can you imagine him on that team? Woo! They would win the NFC East.
Oh, like they need it. Yeah.
Yeah, they would win. No, I mean, when you break down and look at that game, you're exactly right, Lexi. There were a whole bunch of missed tackles. They could not stop the run defense. They could not even get out of check down. Jaden Daniels was in a situation where he just was, his O-line wasn't holding up for him. He had to get the ball out fast. They kind of gave up on the run game. There was a lot of things that happened in that game for the Commanders where the Eagles definitely dominated them. And I can see where they have the confidence of, we should be confident. Y'all won 55-23, right? Like, of course. The Chiefs played the Bills. Very different matchup. Two teams that are Super Bowl contenders. Mm-hmm. Not a team that has made it to the playoffs every single year under the Josh Allen era. So, I mean, when you look at it that way, there are two totally different aspects of the game when you compare that game to the Chiefs game. This game, the Chiefs did have to they did have to game plan. They did have to play smart. They did have to play clean. The defense did have to come out hot. And they played good football for 60 minutes. They even were at the point to where they were creating almost turnovers or fumbles with Josh Allen. And they just continued to
It was five.
They created five turnovers. But the Bills, being the great team that they are, they recovered all of them. So that just kind of shows you, like, both of these teams, it was a fight from start to finish, and they had to actually, you know, iron sharpens iron, if you look at it that way. Right. So we know how both games went with all four teams, and now we have the Chiefs and the Eagles going against each other this week. But I personally think of some of my favorite matchups. I cannot wait to watch our offensive line against their defensive line and our defensive line against their offensive line.
The trenches, for sure.
The trenches, for sure. They've spoke a lot about Jalen Carter. Jesus Christ, all these J's. They spoke a lot about Jalen Carter, who is a beast. He's very good. I can't wait to see, like, what he does against our offensive line, but I don't think that it's going to be what they think specifically.
I think it is kind of funny how A.Q. Shipley, who he was on the Buccaneers O-line when we played them a few years ago and lost miserably. Anyway.
Yep.
He had a take the other day that said, basically rated Jalen Carter over Chris Jones.
Which is wild, because Chris Jones.
No, I just want to get that out.
Yeah. Highest paid defensive player. So good luck with that. You know, and I had to look up something funny too, because Eagles fans were trying this. So I had to look up, like, the last five games that we played and the last five games that they played, and they should really calm down. Anyway, about that. So I can't wait to see, like, what that matchup looks like. Because I will say this, I'm very excited that the Chiefs are sticking with what's been working. I'm glad that they're not trying to change it up here last minute. I'm glad that they're still gonna go with Joe Tooney at guard. They're gonna stick with Joe Tooney at tackle. They're gonna stick with Caliendo at guard. This what's been working through the last few weeks of the regular season and throughout the playoffs. DJ Humphries is still going to be that break in case of emergency, break the glass in case of emergency if he needs to come in. I know that they're going to move Jalen around, and they're probably going to mainly match him up with Caliendo, which is fine. But after watching the Bills game last week, having the confidence of knowing that we're going to be able to add that chip help, we're going to be able to get in there and add those additional men that are going to help stop that. From him getting to Patrick makes me very confident, because, not being disrespectful, but I do think that the Bills were a little bit better when it comes to that, because they've played us more, they're used to us more, they know how to adjust to us, they know how to figure out ways to get to Patrick, to where the Eagles, we haven't played them since last year in the regular season when Nick Sirianni was yelling in the tunnel, and then we beat them in the Super Bowl the year before. So they played us more recently. They've played us more. They've seen the different things that we can do. So it's going to be very interesting to see how the Eagles' defense plans to game plan. And I can't wait to even get into Kellen Moore, but we're not going to go there yet.
Right. But it does remind me of a little bit of last year in the talk all the way up to the Super Bowl. How it was so much of how good the Eagles offensive line is, and how good their D line is. It's the same thing this year. I expect that our two trenches, our two sides of the ball, are going to take that to heart. And I think they're going to unleash, like, absolutely unleash. I expect Patrick to maybe take one or two sacks maximum.
And I'm okay with that.
Not even one, but I think maybe one or two at max, if, you know, that's my prediction. I think they might get by Mike Caliendo on one, or, you know, something might happen with, like, a little mismatch somewhere. But yeah. I was watching Jalen Hurts.
If they decide to blitz.
So Jalen Hurts has been the worst quarterback against the blitz this season. The worst.
God bless.
Out of 37 starting, he is 37th.
God bless.
So pair that with a Spags blitz plan.
If you did not watch the Chiefs versus the
I'm Bills, sorry, but he got Josh Allen on the ground and he has like never been sacked this year.
We sacked Josh Allen twice in this last game and we haven't sacked him in the last two games. So in the last 2 years, we haven't, and he has not been sacked for real like this season. So if that now I will say though, Jalen Hurts is a bigger quarterback. He does like kind of have the build to me like of a Josh Allen.
Josh Allen's bigger than him though. He's like a
yeah,
better
but he still is. He's bigger than Lamar.
Yeah, he is.
So when I see Jalen, I do see him as being a quarterback that is physical, that might be able to make his
plays. Of course, yeah. He's gonna run on us. He's gonna make plays.
Absolutely. And I think that is where it's gonna get him in trouble. So I didn't want to talk about our defense yet, but I do think that Travis Wilson is gonna get him in trouble. But kind of just back to like our offense and their defense. And I'm also, someone mentioned it in the comments too, Zach Braun, he's been a dog all season as well. Like, you're absolutely right. He has been dogging all season long. I mean, against the Commanders, he had 12 tackles alone. Now, that should tell you, though, because the Commanders' offensive line is also not great. So when you kind of look at it that way, like, I would rather look at a matchup where he went against, like, a good – and not saying the Commanders aren't a good team, because they are. But I would.
The Commanders were also missing their starting center. So that didn't help.
That doesn't help at all.
We have Creed Humphrey, who has not allowed a pressure in the playoffs yet. Not even a pressure. Like Creed, good luck. But Zach Bond, I mean, Kareem Hunt was asked about him last night because they were teammates.
He had 6 tackles against the Rams. And the Rams could have won that game. And there was a lot of snow.
I think they were teammates on the Browns, right? Is that correct? I think. Hold on. Let me look real quick.
What do you mean teammates?
Zach Bond and Kareem Hunt, I think, were teammates.
Oh, were they? I don't really care.
Cool. But that's going to be Kareem's biggest matchup, right? All day is going to be Zach Bond. Sure. But I think he knows what to expect. And I mean, yeah, he's going to get his tackles. He's going to make his plays, but we're going to make our plays too. And we're going to be ready for Zach Bond. And I think he's having a stellar season, but I mean, Chiefs aren't going to be unprepared for that.
Not at all. Like, and I'm actually really excited to see like what their secondary looks like. So CJ, GJ, Gardner Johnson. Y'all know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
I'm really excited to see like how our offense lines up against their secondary because we are very fast. We are very healthy and we could just dial up a package to where we can either go heavy and have more tight ends out there, or we can just hit you with speed and put Hollywood Brown out there, Zay out there. And then you put maybe like a Travis and a D-Hop out there, or even if you don't, you could do a Travis and a Juju. So I'm excited to see how like Andy plans to game plan against their secondary, because Patrick is definitely going to throw a deep ball several times in this game. He's going to do it. And I think that because our guys are so much faster than them, they're going to do things that are going to confuse them, especially like coming off of the block. So I'm like, I can't wait to see like really what that looks like. And you know that CJ, GJ, Gardner Johnson, gets frustrated very quickly. I don't forget what happened the last time we played against him.
Right.
If one of the receivers gets under his skin, he's going to be rattled and then they're going to start holding. And it's just kind of something that they do. They hold, they pull, they tug. It's what they do. We're used to it. It is what it is. So, I mean, even Cooper DeJean, he's had a really great season too. So I can't wait to see really like
Mitchell, Darius Slay. I mean, their backfield is, but they have a lot of names.
They have a lot of names. Right? And so that's why they're trying to say that like the Chiefs are not good because y'all don't know their names, but they still were 15 and
somehow 10. You don't know their names when they were in the past 2 Super Bowls and won. I don't know how you don't know their names yet, but okay.
It's because we got a whole new receiving room, which we needed to. The Chiefs lost 6 games last year and still won a Super Bowl with a whole bunch of guys who did not do anything but drop the ball the whole entire season. And then we got rid of all of them, and then we shipped in a whole bunch of new guys, and everybody's like, what? And it's like, also don't play dumb, because you know who DeAndre Hopkins is, you know who Hollywood Brown is, you know who Travis Kelce is.
Right.
Let's not play dumb. You know who these men are.
That's the thing, is like, we're really ranking Texas. They're ranking their receiving core so much higher than ours. And I'm like, do you realize we have who we have?
Now, right. And so I think that's the major difference, right? Like, AJ Brown, is he a dog? Yes. Is Devontae Smith a dog? Yes. Is Dallas Goedert a good tight end? Sure.
He is. He's a good tight end.
The thing is like,
that's they have not guy, I think this guy Calcaterra, their they tight end Calcaterra, I think he's good. He's pretty good too. But
yeah, I mean, he didn't do anything against.
He's like Noah Gray. Yeah. He's like Noah Gray. Like, he'll have great moments and then like disappear.
He didn't do anything against the Commanders.
I will say both teams kind of struggle against tight ends on defense.
Yeah. That comes down to your corners. So, I mean,
and if you're going to struggle with Travis Kelce, if you want to focus on him, and then you're going to struggle with everyone else.
And that's what happened in the game against the Bills, right? You did not see Travis really at all in that game. It was the game before.
Yeah, not much.
It was the game before where Travis went off for 117. But last week, Travis was more of a decoy, which made other guys be open. Not last week. Exactly. Was that 2 weeks ago?
Like a week and a half.
No, it was a week ago. I'm like, where are we?
Half, yeah.
He was more of a decoy. And here's the thing. Patrick, most of the time, he's not even intending to go after Travis. But if he's open,
he will go too. Yeah.
So Travis is more so of a decoy all the time. All the time. But if he's open, he's going to throw the ball to him. So I will say, like, that's what I'm really interested to see. I don't know what the Eagles are going to do this week. Of course, they have to focus on their running game. If you don't have Saquon Barkley, if Saquon has less than 105 yards, they're losing this game. That's the easiest way to say it. I don't care. Now, I could be wrong, right? He could have 105 yards and they only use him at the goal line and he just run it in for touchdown. If that's the case and I'm wrong, then I'm wrong.
It's crazy to me. The Eagles were, I get it because you have Saquon Barkley, but they were 32nd in pass attempts.
You got to get the ball down the field, right? Like, so, and Saquon is clearly the one who gets the ball down the field. I don't know what's going on with Jalen and AJ Brown. Apparently they're friends again. Cool. Whatever. Apparently they're friends again, but my thing is this, you got to get the ball down the field. You can do that with AJ Brown. You can do that with Devontae Smith. You can do that with Dallas Goedert. What happens if that doesn't happen and the connection doesn't land? Then you have to focus on running the ball. And if our defense and our front four is stopping your run, then what? If we're doing a blitz and we stop your run, then what?
Right.
And that's the one thing that I'm hearing from a lot of the Eagles media, is that they're going to run all over us. And I don't understand how you think Saquon is going to have 150.
I genuinely think it's just because yards. It's just because of how their past few playoff games have gone. Now, granted, they played in the blizzard against the Rams. And so, right. And the Rams, like, run defense just gave up and allowed him to get 200 yards, which we're not going to dig out.
The LA team, they don't play. Right.
They don't play in the snow. Ever. They don't play in cold weather. Like,
ever. And they almost beat them.
Eagles have the big advantage in that.
The Rams would have won.
Another thing is Xavier Worthy has had more yards and I think definitely more receiving yards in two games than AJ Brown has had in all three total.
And my thing is, like, if you're not going to go to AJ Brown fight, it's not going to Travis Kelce, right? Not going to AJ Brown is like us not going to Travis Kelce. Where else are you? Where else are you spreading the ball?
Mm-hmm.
Because now, of course, they all went off against the Commanders. The Commanders' defense is not good. They're not good, y'all. I don't know how to say that.
They weren't even expected to be there. So if you're expecting the reigning two-time Super Bowl champions
who brought back most of their
defense and play dead, like, that's not going to happen.
Who brought back most of their defense. The only guys who are not back are L'Jarius Sneed.
And Willie Gay.
Everybody else came back.
And Jalen Watson's back healthy. Like, we have, I mean, I and just don't.
I heard them disrespecting Jalen Watson earlier.
Of course.
They think that Jalen Watson is going to be all over AJ Brown. He is.
He will be.
Sorry.
Not sorry.
He will be. And if it ain't him, it's Trent.
Yeah.
So.
Or he's going to be bracketed with like a safety and I don't know. It's but not going
to
be.
Likely, it's more than likely going to be Jalen Watson because he's the bigger receiver. I mean, receiver. He's the bigger corner. Trent is the smaller corner. So him being on Devontae Smith makes way more sense. But they can both switch back and forth. They can play inside and outside. So it doesn't really matter. It doesn't really matter.
I also was looking at a stat.
Especially when you got playing in the middle. Come on now.
Right. Tershawn Wharton is someone I'm really focused on for our D-line. I think he's going to be a really big difference maker. And I'll talk about this later when we talk about those things. But if you actually compare a lot of his stats to Jalen Carter, they are extremely similar. Extremely similar.
Tershawn Wharton is having a career.
And like, Tershawn Wharton,
he's having a year.
He meets the eye test too. Like he's doing a phenomenal job this year and his name never gets mentioned. So I want people to know to look out for him.
If your name doesn't get mentioned, that means you're doing your job.
Right.
I don't want to hear your name.
I don't know if it's just the media or what it is, but all the Eagles players just get talked about like they're just sent from the heavens above and their defense is unstoppable. And we did talk about this last night too, but Patrick is 8-0 versus a Fangio defense.
And he's undefeated in a dome.
Also undefeated in a dome.
Like what?
So like, I mean, I think they have to hype things up because you got to get excited for the game. And I still think it's going to be a good game. I don't think it's going to be an easy win, but. It's
crazy because now Chiefs fans are being cocky because we're telling you stats that are true. That's not being cocky. I'm literally telling you what the factual stat is.
Right.
Take it how you want to take it. I can't help it.
Chiefs fans should be cockier than we are, but we're not because we don't want to like jinx anything really. But.
Right. So do you think, so last Eagle week,
fans have nothing to lose.
Last week, Nazi started. Do you think we see more of Nazi or Joshua Williams this week?
I predict Nazi. I think.
I do too. I think we're going to see more of Nazi because
I think Josh
didn't have a good game against the Bills.
And Josh has been, I mean, actually, they're both really good on special teams.
Yeah.
But I think Joshua, he's going to get you a penalty every game.
Time, especially on special teams.
Listen, I love you, Jay Willie. I do, but you're good for a penalty a lot of the time. And
it's like,
I think that's where they trust Nazi more.
Right. I definitely would rather see Nazi out there because even though, yes, he is a corner, he can also play that safety role if he needs to. So him playing on the inside is going to make a big difference, especially if you have him, Trent, and then Jalen. Like, that's if you have it like that,
yeah.
Sign me up for that with Brian Cook or Jaden Hicks was great. And that's the thing, like they don't know a lot about Jaden Hicks, and yes,
they know nothing about him.
But he's been dogging. So like they're like, oh, all these no-name dudes, they're not good. Well, Jaden Hicks has been dogging, and maybe you should go see what he did in the Steelers game.
Just because the
crybaby.
The media likes to hype up the Eagles' exciting whites.
My favorite type of wine. Give me a Riesling.
So they have Reed Blankenship, and then he was a rookie the first time we played them in the Super Bowl. And then they have Cooper DeJean, who is, you know, he's very good. But it's like they just hype all these guys up, and I'm like, you're sleeping on guys like Jaden Hicks because he doesn't have an exciting nickname, right? Or whatever. But like, maybe we need to make our guys more nicknames. Maybe we need to get them hyped up a little bit. Because
maybe I don't have to say nothing about Jaden Hicks, how he's been this season. If you ain't watched, that's my problem. That's right. Not my problem. Like, he has been in the way all season long. He has interceptions. He has tackles. He has been dogging in the secondary.
Absolutely.
All season long. So that's why I'm like, okay. Oh, all right. Like, y'all. I would not be mad if he started this week. Like, wouldn't I be mad about it? Because I know the production that he's going
to
give us.
I expect him to get a decent amount of work.
Oh, absolutely. Sure. 100%. We can go ahead and switch over to the offense now. Long story short, I think our defense is going to be just fine. I think Spags knows how to adjust when he needs to adjust.
Absolutely.
And because Andy Reid knows the Eagles so well, he's definitely going to help Spags whenever he needs to on what he sees and things of that nature, so he knows how to adjust correctly.
Yeah.
So 100% not worried about the defense in this game, especially because they're healthy. Jaden Hicks, he listen, we're not even going to have that conversation today. Okay? We're not even going to. We can talk about it in all season. Okay? We both got things to say about that. But no, I think the defensive line is going to cook.
Not Jaden Licks.
Listen, okay. George Karloftis might have a big game. Chris Jones will have a big game. Charles Omenihu did not play in the Super Bowl last year. He is ready
to
hit somebody.
Nick Bolton,
Leo Chanel. If y'all ain't looked at none of these players, Eagles fans, I advise you to go look at the last like 4 weeks of tape now. So I'm very excited about our defensive line because they ready for history. Chiefs fans, you're about to see a side of this defense you ain't seen yet. They gonna unleash.
All these guys know, and we've been over this multiple times, all they know is Super Bowls and winning them.
Win one more game.
Like George Karloftis, Trent Duffy, Jalen Watson, Nazi Johnson, Isaiah Pacheco, Leo Chanel.
Nazi Johnson, he was in that class. Only know winning.
That's all they know.
We have a class that has never lost. So, to
act like you don't know their name. Don't forget MVP Sky Moore.
MVP. So the offense. So I'm actually really excited to see how the offense goes off. Now I will say I am interested to see like how they approach Kareem Hunt and Isaiah Pacheco this week. I don't want us to give up on the run. I think the run is very important, and it's something that they really stuck with in the second half of the Bills game versus the first half, because at that point they were just trying to run the clock. But I really hope that we just continue to focus on the running game because it is very important in our offense.
It's been a very balanced game, and Kareem Hunt has been a game changer for us this year.
Absolutely.
I think my prediction is I think like we've said the past few weeks, I think we get a heavier dose of Pacheco in the first half because he just has that energy. He has that balance. He's going to be like ready to just be like, come on, like, let's go. That's going to be Pacheco.
Yeah.
And then I think Kareem is going to be in there. I think Kareem has an anytime touchdown I'm going to go for. I think Patrick's going to do everything he can to get Kareem a touchdown in this. Don't you think? Like,
oh, absolutely.
I think,
to be fair, Patrick had 2 rushing touchdowns last game.
I know. So,
crazy. I was like, he ain't never in his career.
Don't do that.
Love it. Do it again.
I love it.
Don't hurt yourself.
More of that. Yeah.
Him and Kareem.
There's nothing to lose. Like, go for it.
Right. Him and Kareem had the touchdowns in the last game. So, like, I absolutely love to see that. I'm very, very, very excited about the offense this week. And, like, for them to act like they don't know who Xavier Worthy is when he's been cooking all season long. He's been
one of the best rookie seasons of everyone.
Cooking all season, and even Hollywood Brown, even though his dose is small, and I still think it's just because they're trying to just get his training wheels back going because he was out with injury. I think that with him,
yeah,
and with Pop, I think they're just slowly trying to get their training wheels back, and they're not going to put them in a situation where they could be injured and we can't have them next season too. But I will say, like, that is the blessing and the curse, like. Losing the Rashi Rice to get DeAndre Hopkins, losing Isaiah Pacheco to get Kareem Hunt, And now all of these guys coming back healthy, except
all Rashi together. It's like the perfect.
I would give Rashi Rice my ankle if I had to. Like, you want my ankle so you can play in a Super Bowl? Like, do we have enough days to do surgery so you can be healed? But everybody's healthy. And like, I cannot think of us going into a Super Bowl where we've been this healthy and they've had this much rest.
And this much talent in the receiver room.
Now, a lot of people think we don't have talent, but we have one of the fastest receiving corps. Sorry. Got a whole bunch of dudes that run really fast and will cook your corners. Got that. Got a whole bunch of big dudes that will go. DeAndre Hopkins will jump over. DeAndre Hopkins, Travis Kelce, and Juju Smith-Schuster, and Noah Gray will jump over your safety. He will disrespect him. He will take the ball, and then he will look at him like he is a clown. If you do not believe me, look at Travis Kelce last week against the Bills.
Oh, so, there was an Eagles reporter today that was saying, or last night, that went off to Xavier Worthy and said he's going to get a healthy dose of exciting whites on Sunday. No, he said, get ready to learn exciting whites, buddy. Xavier was like, okay.
Okay. Like,
sure.
I just really hope that these men's legs and ankles are ready and warmed up. CJ, GJ, Darius Slay. I hope you're ready to run because it's going to be a lot of cardio. And no. I normally don't talk this much crap. But if you think Andy Reid ain't about to pull out a few trick plays, if you think he ain't got a cornball creation that he's created, Andy Reid might run a trick play on the first drive. And don't let us win the coin toss.
No, we're winning the coin toss.
It's a wrap.
I just know it. I just know we're winning.
So it's like, even if we don't win it, the defense is gonna get the ball back.
It's fine. Yeah.
It's like, okay, whatever.
We're gonna be heads. We've been in everyone's heads. And we are. Like, you saw Josh Allen to start the Bills game, he was in his head from the first snap.
Yes, he was. And that's the thing. Like, I think like they're saying that we're talking a lot. I don't think we've talked at all. I think today is the first day that I've actually started talking.
Oh, yeah.
Because I wouldn't even entertain Eagles conversation last week. I was like, no, I am enjoying this Bills win. I will talk about y'all on Monday. Y'all right. Can't wait. Y'all can wait. Who do you think the player of the game is going to be on the offense and why?
I think, man, there's a million ways you can go with this.
Yeah, it's hard to have a player of the game when.
Well, I more so mean like who I think is going to be the biggest game changer. Going to be obvious, but like I think it's going to be Kareem. That's my prediction. I think he's going to be the biggest game changer on offense.
You know,
you can give an underrated one too, and I think that's going to be D-Hop. I think Worthy and Kelce are going to have themselves a day, and I think D-Hop and Kareem are going to do things that
I'm like, it's hard for me to pick one.
I know. It's impossible.
So
I think they have another thing coming for us. Like, I don't think we're ready for what's about to happen on offense.
As long as the offensive line does what they did last week, I'm fine with that. Try to keep Patrick off the ground as much as possible. And Von Miller tried to have a day against us.
He did nothing.
He did nothing.
He did zero.
And now it's he old.
Zero tackle.
Now
zero
he old and washed up. That wasn't the hype before the game, but okay. As long as the offensive line can give Patrick time, this could be. Yeah. And I think it's just so funny because Andy Reid has not really shown anything.
That's what I'm saying. I think we have another thing coming.
Even in the Bills game, they were talking about how the Chiefs ran two plays that they had never seen, and they had been watching all of our film, and Andy Reid pulled something out, and they were like, what? And yeah. They said Spags did the same thing. So it's like, I don't even know what to expect going into this game, because one, it's going to be an over my dead body game for Patrick Mahomes. But I also think it's going to be that way for all of them. Like, I would normally say it's going to be an over my dead body game for Pat, especially now because y'all made him mad and y'all made Travis mad. But I think every single player is like, nah, we not losing.
I think with history, like, I just don't see them coming this far just to come this far. I think with history on the line, I think they're going to go scorched earth. I think we're going to see things we've never seen. I honestly don't even know how to predict this, because I think we're going to see things that, like, are mind-boggling. We're like, oh, that's where that's been this entire season. Oh, that's how we wanted to use that
since 2019. Cool.
Yeah. Like, I genuinely, like, Andy Reid ran that in 2013 when he first got here. Like, I genuinely think it's gonna be,
I don't care
what
you say, it was still Penguins and not Flamingos.
No, it was Flamingos. He's gonna have a play called Flamingo.
Exactly. Yesterday I literally had to zoom in, like, oh, it is. It is a flamingo. Oh, okay.
It's going to be flamingo, three-peat, beignet.
Literally.
Gumbo.
One. And right, that's left. How you know it's Xavier Worthy.
Yeah.
One. No, I don't know what to expect. Like, when I try to think of, like, who I think the offensive player of this game needs to be, feels like it might be DeAndre Hopkins.
I know, it's just giving that.
Of the story.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm gonna probably take him for a touchdown on a straight. It just feels like he's been in the league 12 years. So is Travis. That doesn't count. He's been in the league 12 years. He's played for so many different teams. The way that he has been pushing these dudes on his team to be better. Yeah. Like, Travis Kelce telling Nico Remigio that wasn't good enough. I was like, oh, not your punt return wasn't good enough.
Wait, okay, so if y'all didn't hear this, Travis, okay, so Nico, I think it was the first punt of that game, and Nico went back there and just made a fair catch. He came off the sideline, and Travis said to him, that's not being great. That's not being great. And Nico was like, I heard that.
It was after that, because in the second half, that's when he had the big run.
I think that was the next punt, and that's when he went off.
Yeah. So, I mean, you got dudes like Travis Kelce, DeAndre Hopkins.
And then DeAndre Hopkins is telling Xavier Worthy every single time he misses a catch, he's on him. He's like Xavier Worthy doesn't want to come to the sideline because DeAndre Hopkins is going to be like, you missed that. Why didn't you catch that? Why didn't you catch that?
Exactly.
Like, so, what do you mean,
and like, now, because I'm gonna talk about team chemistry, I don't see that from the Eagles. Y'all look like y'all hate each other. Y'all look like y'all not friends.
Yeah, no, it's not.
And even when you listen to a lot of the interviews yesterday, a lot of them Chiefs players were talking about each other. I did not hear that at all from the Eagles. And I didn't hear Jalen Hurts talking about Devonta Smith or Dallas Goedert or the head coach. I didn't hear him talking about the greatness of his team.
Right. And Patrick was saying, he's like, if anything, all the ref talk, all this bull crap in the media, everything, he's like, that's just brought us closer together as a team. Like, we're actually closer than we've ever been because we're all we have, us and Chiefs fans. Like, that's all we have. So,
sending each other TikTok.
Yeah, so I think, like, they're closer than they've ever been, so that's scary for y'all, so good work.
Are they closer than they've ever been, just like the Eagles, these dudes have been playing together for 2, 3, and 4 years.
Right.
So, I mean.
Oh, well, I wouldn't see a successful behind-the-back pass in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, if that happens, you know we only get it in training camp.
I know.
Like, we only get it in training camp.
We can only do it if we're up, like, and we won't be, but if we're up, God forbid, 10 points, then I'd love to see it. But
yeah, I think,
I don't know.
What are your keys to the game?
Keys to the game would be, like I said earlier, the Eagles were 32nd in pass attempts. And if you can contain Saquon Barkley as much as you can and blitz the crap out of Jalen Hurts and show him all kinds of different blitz packages, I think you can win this game and win it well. I think our defense has a chip on their shoulder from the last game, which is crazy to say since we won the game, but they feel like they didn't play very well. And Trent McDuffie has stated that this week. Coach Dave Merritt stated it. Spagnuolo has said it. They're not proud of that performance because they did allow 35 points, and that's not what they do. So I think they have that going into this game. Just contain Saquon, blitz Jalen, and just be efficient on offense. Have a great plan going in. Just don't give up on the run, like you said. If it's not working, do a few pass plays, okay? Go back to the run.
Right back to it, yep.
So those are my big keys. And then real quickly, just to add, because the Commanders forgot this, secure the ball on special teams especially. Just secure it. Just don't be lackadaisical.
Yeah, that's actually where my keys to the game start. They need to play clean football on the offense. No turnovers, no interceptions, no nothing. Be smart. Isaiah Pacheco, let's not fumble, secure the ball, Nico Remigio, whoever. Don't create turnovers, including Patrick. Don't create turnovers.
Yeah. And
I'm not worried about Patrick. He cleaned that up in week 11. We in week 23. He cleaned that up. So I think he's going to be fine there. So he will throw the ball out of bounds before he throws the interception. And if he throws the interception, it's going to be because like one of their defensive linemen tipped the ball. It's going to be a fluke or something of that nature, but he's not going to intentionally like.
Yeah.
So, clean game. I would say that was my first stat. Key to the game, brother. I think the next one is like, you got to play this game in the, you have to control the game.
The okay.
So, no, you need to control time of possession. If the Eagles are able to run the ball for 200 yards, that means that they're winning the time of possession. The way that does not happen is if the defense gets off the field. So control the time of possession. Andy Reid, I love that he knows how to turn it on and turn it off. If he needs to go score quick, he can go run a two-minute offense. If he needs to run a 15-play drive, he also knows how to do that. So it's really just controlling the game, especially from that aspect. And then I think, like, the third thing would be, I think our defense needs to also create some turnovers. They need to go get the ball back. So, yes, three and out is good. They're probably going to go for it on fourth down because teams feel like they have to go
all the time. Well, yeah.
Which is totally fine. Please do that. But I would like to see us actually get the ball back. We had way too many opportunities against the Bills last week.
Punch it out on the damn push-tush. Punch it out on the damn push, whatever. Tush-push, push-tush, whatever.
Whoever you want to be, but we had way too many opportunities last week with Nazi, with
Brian Cook had almost two interceptions.
Get the ball, y'all. The ball's on the ground. Y'all got the ball on the ground. Recover the damn ball, right? So I would say like the defense needs to actually get those turnovers. So
yeah.
Clean football, win.
Force the turnovers and then win the turnover.
Yeah, that's it. So I would say those are my keys because I think everything else is going to be fine. I think this team knows what they're supposed to do on offense, defense, and special teams. Like, they're ready, so it's not like I have to say simple things for that. I think it's thinking of the bigger picture. So,
what if we run the nowhere to go. What if we run the tush push with Carson Wentz because that's his old team. Well, that's his old team.
I want us to figure out
to play in the Super Bowl. He didn't get to play in their Super Bowl.
I want us to figure out a way to get Carson Wentz.
We're going to. Oh, we're going to. Oh, it's happening.
I don't care what it is, but get him in there for one freaking snap, and that is going to make me. And I think Andy wants to. I think Patrick wants to. You know what I mean?
Right now.
That's what I think. Put him in there on goal line. Goal and one.
Do it.
Put him in there.
Get Carson Wentz a touchdown. Get Carson Wentz a
touchdown. Could you imagine?
He would anytime touchdown, Carson Wentz.
He would be the MVP of the game. I don't care what you say.
That's fine with me. Get the win. And you, yeah.
Patrick would be like, I got enough. That's fine. He could be the MVP. That's totally fine. Okay. Let's get into our score predictions, which are going to be brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. So, if you are new here, please download the Underdog Fantasy app. You can download the app and use promo code Kingdoms Queens. Now, if you're in Missouri and you bet $5, we're going to give you $50. And I have not got on their app yet and looked, but I know that there are some free plays picks right now. And I'm pretty sure it's like Patrick Mahomes for 0.5 because he literally runs the ball every chance he gets. Mm-hmm. I'm looking right now. There's a no sweat right now. Ooh, and there's a 59% profit boost. So get on the Underdog app right now. Download it. Use promo code Kingdom Queen. This is like a great game to make a whole bunch of picks and create a ticket. There's so many things that you can take. Like one, you could take Saquon Barkley yards. I would even take him for like 1.5 receptions, being honest. I would take Jalen Hurts yards. I would take maybe Dallas Goedert
receptions. Yeah, I was thinking that.
Would take that. I would take Kareem Hunt yards, depending on what they're at. I would take Patrick
Mahomes. Take him on an anytime touchdown.
Yeah, Patrick Mahomes rushing yards, depending on what that's at. Travis Kelce receptions cash every single week. I would take that. There's so many great plays that you can come up with. Me and Lexi will come up with several for you guys for this weekend. But just make sure that you use our promo code, Kingdoms Queen. Go make you a little
money. So much fun. Yeah.
Go make some Super Bowl money. This is the last NFL game of the season.
Gotta do it.
Oh, how sad and depressing is that?
I know. I hate it.
Just when the parade is on Wednesday.
And it's going to be like 12 degrees, by the way. So.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
No, the temperature's going to drop?
Oh, yeah.
No!
There's a chance of snow on Tuesday. And the high for Wednesday, low of 24, high of 31.
I just looked. No.
Chance of snow on Tuesday.
It's okay.
It's all right.
Like, just go win, and then I can prepare my parade prep. That's
right. We'll worry about that later. We'll worry about that on next Tuesday's episode.
Yes. What's your score prediction for the Super Bowl?
All right, I'm feeling threes for the three-peat. I'm thinking 33 to 27. That's mine. Chiefs, of course.
I just got some fantastic news.
Oh.
I'm going to break this news.
Okay.
Boulevard wants to help with our Super Bowl party.
Oh.
They just said, oh my God, we want to provide product for your Super Bowl party this weekend.
Let's go.
Boulevard Brewery. Let me go ahead and pull the, we don't have a thing for them. Yeah. Let me reply to this message right now while I'm thinking. But my Chiefs.
Boulevard.
Well, I'm sorry. What did you say? 33 what?
33-27 Chiefs.
Sorry, I was reading the email when you were talking. I definitely have the Chiefs three-peating, creating history. Everybody ugly crying. Lots of confetti.
Oh, my gosh. It's going to be unbelievable.
Yeah, I think it's going to be like a 31-24. Sorry.
Nothing to be sorry about.
Yeah, y'all not the Bills. So, y'all not the Niners.
All right. So, wait, what was yours?
31-24.
All right. I'm writing down our predictions. We can review them later.
Yeah, hopefully I'm not sad.
I know. I'm just in such a good mood. I just don't see us losing. I just don't. Sorry. Bookmark me. Do whatever you want. I just don't see it. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But I see history is about to be made, and it's going to be the craziest feeling this team has ever felt. So, and they're going to go down, and this draft class is going to go down in history as, I mean, just incredible to think everything that can happen if we get this. Yeah, I don't know. I think it's going to be a great game. Some people have us blowing them out.
Well, they say that they're beating us by 14, so
yeah,
take that as you will.
Right.
Beating us by 14. Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm. We'll get into Boulevard Brewery. They have been awesome to us this season. They sent us like unlimited quirks, which has been fantastic, that we get to enjoy during our show.
And our Super Bowl party at this point.
Apparently at our Super Bowl party. So that's going to be cool. Thanks to Boulevard.
She said, I'm going to give you guys product and some swag.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. So that'll be really cool. We will definitely be posting about that.
Yes.
And if you don't know, it's also Creed Humphrey's favorite beer and Trey Smith's. And I think our whole O-line just loves Boulevard Brewery. So go support them. They're awesome.
Can't wait till Royal season because they have a big thing at the Royal Stadium as well.
That's right around the corner.
Great times, great times. Anyway, well, the next time we see y'all is going to be, the next time we see y'all is going to be after the Super Bowl. Don't forget to watch Thursday night for NFL honors to see what good things are going to be happening. Who wins the MVP between Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson?
Oh, I can't wait.
So, yes. Chiefs Kingdom, thank you so much for hanging with us all season long. It has been a fantastic year. Lots of highs, only two lows. Can't complain about that. And yeah, if you are listening to us on YouTube, please go like the episode right now before you leave. Hit
please,
the like
please
button.
Give us a heart.
Please. I looked the other day, and by the other day, I mean yesterday, and we hit 1,800 followers, subscribers.
Hey. Yeah, subscribe if you guys enjoy what you're hearing. There's 1,600 of you in here, so if you have not subscribed, please do.
Please.
And if you're listening from Twitter or something else, please go over to YouTube and subscribe to us on there. We appreciate all the support. It's been a fun ride so far. We hope that we'll be celebrating history with you guys next week. Good Lord. That's all I can say. So
I just logged in from our YouTube and y'all are actually hitting the like button.
Thanks y'all. We appreciate it. You're the best. So we're working hard to give you guys some good content and we appreciate all the support. This is our third season. We're going for the three-peat. This is our 103rd episode. Really cool. We gave y'all an extra episode last night, but we're not going to count that towards our total because that was just spontaneous.
Yeah, no, that was just five.
We are 103rd. So
totally just vibes.
Yeah, this is like an actual podcast episode. So that being said, let's go make some history with our favorite team. And yeah,
go Chiefs.
That's all I got. Good luck. Bye, y'all. Love y'all.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.